Looking back on his 5 decades as a newspaper photographer in Louisville, Bill Lester recalls an assignment that took him to a male strip club called the Toy Tiger. The Toy Tiger was threatening to sue a nearby nursing home after some of its residents brought in an exotic dancer for a birthday party. So the nursing home thought a field trip was in order. The result of the assignment was a photo of 3 women from the nursing home and a much younger, shirtless man. One woman is seen resting her palm against her forehead.
This is my most fun assignment ever, because they were just having a good time, but some of the women, they were a little apprehensive about it, but they enjoyed themselves.
It's just one of Lester's photographs currently on display at Gallery 916 in downtown Bowling Green. During an art hop this month, many of his family, friends, and acquaintances came to visit with him. Lester grew up in Glasgow and eventually took a job with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, where he would work for decades, taking photos ranging from everyday people in rural Kentucky to the White House, where multiple times he was allowed exclusive access to the most powerful man on earth. In 2010, during President Obama's first term in office, Lester spent 12 hours photographing the president and the people who surrounded him.
He had several meetings that day in the Situation Room in the basement of the White House, and I couldn't go in that room to photograph. And that was okay because I didn't want to know any of the secrets going around.
It wasn't the first time Lester had been granted access to the White House. He also photographed Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton.
For me, the difference is I had a lot more experience doing it when I photographed President Obama. So I knew what to anticipate more.
Photos of Richard Nixon and his successor, Gerald Ford, are on display at Gallery 916. Including one of Ford on Air Force One.
He invited me to come into his cabin, and he was smoking his trusty pipe, and so I was in there for about 20 minutes.
But one photo of a man whose bid for the White House was cut short stands out. It came at the funeral of Senator Robert Kennedy in 1968.
It was scheduled to be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it ended up being about 9 o'clock at night, because when the train carrying his casket was coming from New York to Washington, they had several accidents along the way.
The image that Lester captured was ghostly and featured a sharp contrast between the darkness of the night and the faces of the pallbearers illuminated by a single light set up for TV cameras.
So this happened at about 9:30 at night, and there was hardly any light at Arlington National Cemetery. But there was one light that lit up the whole area.
Throughout his career, Lester has seen the transition from film to digital photography. For someone who spent much of his life shooting on film, Lester says he was compelled to change with the times.
Well, in 1998, the Courier-Journal stopped buying film. So they bought digital cameras, and they did it for me. The one thing I would say about digital, though, a lot of people use digital. Some people still use film, but it's the content behind the photographs. I mean, that picture could have been made with film also.
Lester says he uses the same approach, whether photographing presidents or the person next door.
Well, I think the key for me has been I just photograph the truth. And people are... There are a lot of good people out there and a lot of bad people, but I think the good people outweigh the bad.
The exhibit of Bill Lester's work remains on display through Saturday. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.